Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let's give Jesus a hand clap of praise on this morning, thanking God for a new day. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Amen. And welcome to Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. Amen. We are excited that you have joined us this Sunday morning. As you can see, we're doing a little something different. Amen. But it is still Sunday morning service. Amen. And we're going to give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due unto him. Glory to God. I just want to go into this morning's encouraging scripture. Amen. 1 Thessalonians. If you would look in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Amen. The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Just going to read a couple of verses in your hearing on this morning. Amen. Just to encourage you. Amen. Just to exalt you as we are wrapping up this year of 2014 and going into 2015. You do know it is a new day, amen, and a new season unto God. Amen. We must, this year, going into 2015, we have to close every door, every hindrance, amen, everything that has ever held you back, not just in this year, but in the years past. Amen. Many of us make resolutions over and over again talking about what we're going to do differently. Amen. And we may take maybe a step or two, or we may be faithful to it for a few weeks, and then we find ourselves slipping back into old habits, familiar places, and familiar things. But this year, 2015, amen, is the year of the kingdom. It's the year of manifested purposes. And you have to do, make it up in your mind this year, that whatever it is you got to do, you have to close every door, every negative situation, every negative challenge, anything, any person, any naysayer, liar, whoever, whatever, and however you got to do, you have to close the door this year. Amen. You have to cut off communication this year. You have to make it your business and your business alone, that you have to manifest your purpose. This is the season for it. Amen. God has spoken, and he's spoken again, and he's spoken again, and he has spoken again. So now it is time for the people who know their God and who believe in their God and who trust in their God, and even those who have gone through the process. Amen. If you have been one that has not gone through the process that God has been taking you, and you find yourself it was too hard, it was too difficult, and you find yourself leaping out of the process, this message isn't for you on this morning. Amen. You got to complete your purpose, complete whatever God has for you to do. Other than that, you are will not, I know it's not going to be a popular word, but you will not be able to reap in 2015 those who have gone through, those who have been persecuted, those who have cried and lost and have been lied on, and just different things that life just in general brings us, all for us knowing him greater, all for us dying daily, saying that it is I and the Christ that lives in me. And that's what it's all about, doing his will and his way, walking in full obedience. I didn't say perfection, being perfect, but daily we mature in the things of God. Amen. So just want to read the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, reading a couple of verses, and then the announcements, prayer, and then the next voice you will hear will be the praise and worship. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 5, chapter 5, verse 1, about these times and the seasons, brothers, you do not need anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. When they say peace and security, then sudden destruction comes on them like labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers, are not in the dark, so that this day would overtake you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of day. Amen. We're not of the night or of the darkness. So then we must not sleep like the rest, but we must stay awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we are of the day, we must be sober and put the armor of faith and love on our chest, and put on a helmet of hope, of the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, whether we are asleep or awake. So the main thing is to be sober-minded in this year of 2015. Push towards the vision that God has given you. Push towards the destiny God has given you. Amen. And no matter what, don't give up. Amen. Amen. Let's put our hands together just real quickly and give God some praise. Amen. And he is good and he is mindful of us. Just want to let everybody know, Tuesday at 7 p.m., Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast. Thursday at 7 p.m., Prophetic Atmosphere. Friday at 7 p.m., Friday Night Jam, also known as Jesus and Me Ministry. Amen. And then Sunday morning, the conclusion of the matter, Christ the King Redemptive Ministries at 8:30 a.m. For those of you who are in the Brevard County area, please, you can come to visit us. Our arms are open unto you, just ready to embrace you. We are located at 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121 in the city of Cocoa, Florida. For those of you who are not in the Brevard County area, please join us. You can find us right here live at our website, www.ctkr.org. You'll see all of our broadcasts live, as well as go into our archives as well, catching up on what God is saying unto his people. Amen. Glory to God. Those are the announcements. Go to our Facebook page. Like us there. You can locate us under Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, or WOPD, also known as Women of Prophetic Destiny. We do have an upcoming event beginning January 29th through February the 1st, Joshua Generation's first Young Warriors Conference. Amen. The young people are excited. They are going to come forth with the fire and the power of God. Amen. I already got, in fact, I had a third pair of shouting shoes because I don't know what's about to happen. Amen. So I'm ready to give God all the glory and the praise, especially in year 2015. Amen. You start strong, you finish strong. Amen. Glory to God. So those are the announcements. Those are the upcoming events. Amen. Let us now pray. And immediately following prayer, we will have, amen, the praise and the worship. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now for this time. We thank you for the season that you are bringing us into, God. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for giving everyone traveling mercies, bringing us back safely to give your name all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Even now, God, we thank you for the favor. We thank you for answered prayers. God, we thank you for the word that is going to come forth on this morning with fire, with power, with understanding, with revelation. Our hearts and our minds are open and attuned to your voice on this morning. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would begin to breathe a fresh wind upon your people this morning in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would put a fresh anointing, amen, upon your people, God, as they begin to embark into 2015, as the transition is already happening in the spirit realm, God. Let us begin to see the manifestation of our purpose and our destiny. destiny effective this year in the mighty name of Jesus. God, anoint the apostle's head with wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Let him bring forth clarity on this morning, the word that you have dropped in his spirit. Father, we thank you right now for all that you have done. We thank you for the favor. We thank you for open doors. We thank you for new things that are coming. And most of all, we thank you for manifested promises in this season. We give your name all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen again. Hallelujah. God is good.
Hallelujah. God, we bless your name today. We glorify your name today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. There is none like you in all the earth, God. And we magnify your name today. God, we lift your name up high above the heavens and the earth, oh God. You are worthy to be praised, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be exalted in this place, oh God. And we adore you, God. We lift your name up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Come on, let's give God some praise in this place. Let's give him some worship in this place. Let's clap our hands, oh God. Hallelujah. Let's praise him with the fruit of our lips. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. God, we magnify you. We lift you up, oh God. There is none like you in all the earth, oh God. Great and mighty are you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we magnify you. Hallelujah. How many of you know every praise belongs to our God? Hallelujah.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God.
Every praise is to our God.
Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God.
Hallelujah is I'm glad that every praise belongs to him. I'm glad that every worship belongs to him. Hallelujah. God, we worship you. We adore you, oh God. There is none like you. How many of you know there's none like our God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we glorify you on today. We magnify you. You are worthy of all praise, all honor. It all belongs to you, God, and we just want to give you our best worship, our best praise, God. In everything that we do, we want it to flow, God, unto you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All to flow to you, oh God. Flow to you. Flow to you. Let the rivers of my worship flow to you. Lord, I pray in all I do, let the rivers of my worship flow to you like streams in the valley. They swell with the rain. Let the songs of my heart, let them rise your name and flow to you, flow to you. Let our worship flow to you. We offer this praise up to the Lord today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Flow to you, flow to you. Let the rivers of our worship flow to you. Lord, I pray in all I
Let the songs of my heart, let them rise to bless your name and flow to you. Flow to you. Let my worship flow.
Given you another chance, amen, to get it right one more time to rest in his presence. Amen. One more time to give glory in his presence. One more time. Amen. We thank and praise God on this morning for a new day. Amen. A new season right here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministry. And we are believing that God is doing something in your life as well. Amen. Let us give him all praise. Put those hands together. Amen. For Jesus. Glory to God. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for the word of God. Amen. On this morning, being delivered by the man of God, which is our apostle, Apostle Christopher Allen McQueen. Amen. Let us put our hands together for him. Amen. Glory to your name, Lord. And we bless you in all that you have done. Amen. As he prepares, I just want to just say for those of you who are joining us on this morning or this is your first time for this year, Merry Christmas to you. Amen from us, from our house to yours, and a Happy New Year as well, a prosperous new year. Amen, not just monetarily, but spiritually as well. And that everything that God has for you, amen, that you will begin to see the manifestation of it, your prayers, amen, that you have been praying will begin to unfold before you, amen, those who you've been praying for, amen, we're believing not only just for, and when I say things, I'm not so much looking for the house and the car, amen, but the very heart of God, the things that God has laid up on your heart to do, you know, that business that you were supposed to start, amen, that dream that you were supposed to manifest, that book or books that you were supposed to write, maybe that movie script, amen, maybe God has been dealing with you about changing directions, changing locations, changing regions, amen, and you've been too scared to leap out or get out of the boat, as we say, but I'm believing, amen, this year, and I'm even asking God this year for all of us, amen, that we will begin to pursue mightily the things that he has spoken to us and that we will start fulfilling his heart's desire, amen, and not so much, again, our will be done, but his will actually be done in our lives, amen, on this year, 2015 and beyond, that we will begin to mature in the things of God and that we will begin to manifest the fruits, amen, that God will begin to see the trees of righteousness begin to flow and begin to grow, amen. Now, let us thank you, amen, Apostle, for joining us on this wonderful Sunday morning. God is good, amen.
Amen. God is
amen.
Good.
Amen. Amen. Let us receive him.
Amen.
It's in your hands, sir.
God bless everybody. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, this is the day. That the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
I will rejoice.
I will rejoice.
And be glad in it.
Be glad in it.
Now, right now, someone get something in your mind that God has done for you. Mm-hmm. And right now, loose a praise on that right there. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you could bring my glasses to me, amen. That's what I'm trying to do. Now that I see you, I need to see you, is what I'm trying to say. Amen. Thank you, daughter. God is so good in all that he does. And this morning, as you'll notice, our format is slightly different. It's not a new format. It's just one that we're going back to for this morning. And the reason is because I want us to see what God is doing and what God has done. And I really wanted to take some time and just share with you all Prophetess Crystal McQueen, amen, my wife. And there will be some things that will be occurring this year coming up. And she's going to be launching out and doing even more. The third weekend is our Woman of Prophetic Destiny Fellowship. Amen?
Amen.
WOPD Fellowship. And what we'll end up doing on the Sunday, that'll be the third Sunday, amen, will be Prophetess Crystal McQueen coming to minister the Word of God to you every third Sunday. And without fail, if the Lord say the same, amen. Amen. So I just want to just take some time as we leave out of this 2014 and begin to look at going into 2015 and see what God is saying to us so that we can begin to position ourselves, get our focus correct, amen. How many of you know without a plan, you can't ever manifest purpose, amen? Right. Look at your neighbor and say, I need a plan.
I need a plan.
For my purpose.
For my purpose.
Okay. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain, so they that read it may run with it. Amen.
Amen.
And then it goes on to say, for the vision is not for right now, but it's for an appointed time. You have to look at it. There's things that you're writing down that God is speaking to you about right now that is not for your right now. Y'all hear what I'm saying? But if you fail to do what you need to do in your right now, when you get to your then, you're going to have some problems. Amen? So we can't wait till our then to prepare for it. We have to prepare for our then now. Look at your neighbor and say, we got to prepare for our then.
We got to prepare for our then.
Right now.
Right now.
Now, that's going to be important for us as we go forward because God is trying to get us to see some things. He's trying to get us to understand some things, and I believe that there's some word that the Lord has spoke to you and that you have been going and receiving as far as next year being the year of manifested destiny. God is calling us to produce and do some other things. Why don't you go ahead and enlighten us or lead us into that? This morning is going to be more of a discussion because in one place that I find prophets that we have problems is a lot of times people will go and hear a word but never get clarity of the word. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says in all you're getting, get an understanding. Amen?
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, we need to understand what's being said.
We need to understand what is really being said.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So prophetess, why don't you tell us a little bit about what God is saying to you.
Amen. Just want to just encourage everyone out there. God has really been talking to us. Actually, he's really been speaking since the beginning of 2014 of things to come. And I remember I preached the message of January of 2014,
mm-hmm.
Speaking of his time to do.
Yes.
Amen. And at that season or at the beginning of that year, I didn't really hear too many people preaching that message. But now as the year has progressed on, you hear everybody from the Facebook, every social media, from every mountain high to every valley low, people have been preaching about the time and the season of manifested purpose. God has been dealing with many of us, amen, for
yeah.
quite some time. I'm not talking about the new saint or the baby saint, but I'm talking about those who have great call on their life, great purpose on their life. Each and every one of us, if God has saved you, amen, he ordained you and destined you for a purpose, amen. Even though you may not be called behind a pulpit
mm-hmm.
to preach, but you are called to produce something in the earth for him.
Yes.
Amen. And too many of us, and I've even preached it in here, too many of us have been lifting up our hands and asking other people, who are we, instead of asking God who he has called
oh, that's
us
important.
To be. Amen. Thank you. Instead of lifting up our hands, amen, as I said, I'm going to reiterate what I just said. Instead of us lifting up our hands to God and asking him, who are we? We have been looking lateral and asking people, who are we? And too often, many of us have been receiving a confused spiritual identity because, amen, many people that may see the call and the destiny that
yeah.
God has placed on you or the anointing,
yeah.
if they are intimidated, amen,
yeah.
or they may not know what to do with you. You may be an anomaly, amen, and they don't know where to take you spiritually. And mm-hmm. so what they do is people will name you and label you what they are comfortable with.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And as they label you, and even
yes.
for some of you, you have been walking in callings and walking in purposes that God never destined you for. Amen. And you have been uncomfortable. Yes, you even may be affected
active in doing what they have labeled you, but you know deep down in your heart that there's been something greater. There's been a desire that's been deeper. There's been a call. There's been a pull in your spirit saying there's got to be more than this. Well, I'm here to tell you, man and woman of God, yes, there is more to it than that. God has been giving you dreams, visions, amen. He's been giving you enlightenment, also known as revelation or visions, amen. He has been speaking to us from every area, and he's really desiring, amen, this year, or demanding. I don't even want to say desiring no more, mm-hmm. because the call has been heavy. It's a demand now that we begin to manifest his promise on our life. Amen.
Yes. Let me jump in right here and just say something, just slightly down some. The thing is that I'm noticing you said something. People have been set in positions that they weren't called to. And let me just speak to that. You can be, you can do a work. And you can do a good job at that work. But if you're not doing the work that you were called to, you won't be effective at that work. Let me give you a perfect example. I can use the back end of a screwdriver to tap in a little nail, but a hammer is made and suited for it. The thing about the hammer is on the flip side of that hammer is that little, you know, hook. So if it goes in wrong, it can quickly be pulled out, reset, and put in right. The screwdriver, even though it can put it in, you're going to have a hard time correcting, you see. But the screwdriver is really made to screw in something. So what we have is people who have been given a call or assignment by God. They've been given a grace upon their life. But what they're doing is they're fitting in, or they're getting in where they think they fit in. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the reason why people don't want to go through the extra part of that is because there is processing that goes along with that. Mm-hmm. And we talk about it all the time. I don't understand how we get saved and we come to the Lord and then we turn around and tell him that we're fine. As if we don't need to change. We don't have anything that we need to adjust. We don't have anything that we need to get together. We're fine, you know. And God is trying to bring us up to the next level. I've been telling you and preaching this to you all for a little bit, teaching it to you, that God has already called you into your blessings. You already have them. Stop running after and rushing and trying to, you know, I've got to sow a seed into this so I can get my blessing. No, this is a developmental thing. Amen. And a lot of times you have to understand that the things that you don't have is because you won't process yourself into manifestation. What is that process into manifestation? It simply means that God is trying to get you to develop up or mature up. So he can release to you what is at that level for you. God has already spoke it. He's designed it. It's yours. Amen.
Amen.
But you have to understand that this thing here, you're not going to get it until you come up to it. Amen. Yeah, so there's people that are in positions doing work that God didn't call them to do. And that creates another problem.
All right.
And that is that those who have been called to do that work.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to fight for the place to do it.
That's it.
The job that the people who are doing that job, the job they're supposed to do, that they're equipped to do, that they're given a grace to do, is left undone. And see, we have to understand that God is not a God of disorder. He's a God of order. Mm-hmm. Look at your neighbor and say, God designed me.
God designed me.
Specifically for his will.
Specifically for his will.
His will is his purpose for my life.
His will is his purpose for my life.
Okay. Now, understand this. His will, his purpose for my life. Jesus is being born, and we're celebrating the birth of Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. And everything that Jesus did, from the way that he came to what he did while he was here, to the point of Gethsemane, where he decided, you know, hey, forget that. Not my will, your will.
That's it, sir.
Going through the passion of it, all of it, down to the crucifixion. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
All of that was the pain, the processing, the enduring, amen. He prepared for himself a body, but the body had to go through the process of man.
Yes.
You understand? Because if he would have allowed the body that had not gone through the process to be crucified for our sins, it would have left some of our sins out.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all understand? So he had to know what it meant to be hungry and not fulfill the lust of flesh. He had to know what it was like to be attracted to someone or to have feelings for someone or to have something happen that will cause him to feel his humanness, if you will. Yeah. And someone said, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, let's talk about the woman who came and broke the alabaster box.
That's right.
Broke the box and kissed his feet and wiped his feet with her hair and poured oil upon him and anointed him. That was a very sensual thing that was happening. Tell me one minute, any man, tell me that wouldn't pique your interest, if you will, cause you to stop thinking and start looking and you know. See, we think that he was beyond, you know, lust and feeling those things and those purient interests, but he had to experience it. Look at your neighbor and say, he had to go through that.
He had to go through that.
So I can make it through it.
Yes, sir.
Because if that was something that he didn't go through, then when I come up with that sin, when I come up with that personal issue, I don't have a Savior who understands. Y'all understand? And if we understand Christ, we understand that he knows every, you know, feeling. He understands every thought. He understands our positioning. You can't come to God and say, you know, I was just, my flesh, you know, something just happened. No, nothing just happened. Look at your neighbor and say, nothing just happens.
Wow.
The things are thought out, planned, and then executed. You know, if you sitting there looking at somebody at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, knowing that y'all got feelings for each other, and you let your feelings start seeing how far I can go, trying to act like you don't know what's happening, that's not something just happened. You were there at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to see if you could see if something was going to happen. Amen? But when that stuff happens, then we need to stop, get ourselves together, get our focus right, and back away from that. If you know you got problems in your flesh, I'm preaching to a whole bunch of people right now. If you know you got problems in your flesh, then you don't sit around with the with your chronic or your crack. You understand? Don't be sitting around with your spiritual mess talking about I couldn't help myself with what happened. You knew you had a weakness there, huh? So now look at what's going on. The enemy uses this to get you off focus. Now it's time for you to mature up. It's time for you to stretch forth your hands and manifest the promises of God. God is releasing them to you. And when you get ready to stretch forth your hands, instead of him seeing the glorified hands that should be prepared and processed, he starts seeing the blood on your hands. Not his blood. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He starts seeing the blood of those who should have received from you. You got to understand, the enemy knows who we are. He knows whose we are. And look at this. He knows your assignment. Look at your neighbor and say, the devil knows your assignment. Stop fooling yourself into thinking that only God knows and only the angels know and the man, the woman of God know and just a couple of other, your prayer partner, everything else. The devil knows your assignment.
Yes.
Let's go to Job. I'm just saying this right now because we need to look at this. Job was there, and when the sons of God came together, the Bible said that Satan came in the midst. Y'all see that? The sons of God are coming together, those called, those who are established and set in their place. And here comes Satan in the midst. Mm-hmm. And what did God say to him? He said, what have you been doing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting. He asked the question, and we know that he's omniscient. He already knows everything. But he yet asked the question, what were you doing? He said, I'm going to and fro throughout the earth. You see that? Seeking who I may devour.
Yes.
Now, He said, have you considered my servant Job? Now, look at this, because when he asked the question, have you considered my servant Job, he didn't say, well, who is that? Satan came back with an answer for him. Yeah, I saw him, and you got a hedge of protection around him, and you did this, and you got this, but let me touch. You see that? Because he already knew what it was, his assignment was, his positioning. Y'all see that? Stop letting the devil fool you into thinking that he ain't looking at you and that he can't see you and that. Y'all understand what I'm saying? The devil knows exactly what your assignment is. Listen to this. And your distraction is set up for your like. Okay, if I don't like little boys, then bringing a little boy over to me thinking that it's going to attract me to him ain't going to get no job done. Y'all see that?
I do.
If you bring what I like to me, and this is what I like for those of y'all who are wondering, okay? But if you bring to me what I like, then my focus, now look at this, becomes one that focuses over here. Now what happens is while I'm looking, the devil's moving stuff over here. And because our memory is so short, we don't even notice that something's been moved. We just know something's different. Look at your neighbor and say, have you noticed anything different in your life?
Have you noticed anything different in your life? Oh, yes. Whether that's people, places, or things, yes.
Yes. Because what happens now is when God begins to call you, he begins to talk to you, and he begins to design, you know, your next level of purpose, the fulfillment at this level gets to the place where he says, okay, you've done what I need you to do here. That set the proper foundation for the next level that I'm going to take you to, because it builds on itself. Y'all see? Yes. What he does is he begins to try to take your focus away. Distract you.
Mm-hmm.
And while he's doing that, he's moving key things out.
Yes,
he is. What's that that game that you gotta push the little sticks out and put them on top?
Jenga.
Thank you, somebody. Y'all know I don't be playing game. I ain't a game player. Yes, I am, but just not those games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The thing is that there is still standing, and y'all need to see this spiritually. There is still standing your structure.
Mm-hmm.
What Satan does is he moves things from your structure and repositions them. Y'all see it?
You better look at this, yes.
So you still see what you got because it didn't go any place. It was just placed differently than it was. Y'all see that? Now, catch the revelation here. It's that when it was moved, your foundation became unstructurally sound.
So in other words, it was off balance?
Or structurally unsound. You see that? He understands that if you look and you're trying to see peace, you still got peace, but it ain't where you thought it was. You still got love, but now it's dysfunction or ain't the love you thought it was. Y'all see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You still possess the same things, but now it has been replaced and misplaced. Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he uses something else. Look at this. Still playing that game. Y'all notice the way to get something out of here is to take another thing and put it in just like it. And when it gets in and pushes the other thing out of place, and then you can pull it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
See, because you've been thinking that, oh, I still got it. I still possess it. Yes, you do. But ask your neighbor this question. Is it still in the same place?
Is it still in the same place?
Ooh, I feel like preaching.
That's good.
Because we're missing some things. Now, why is the Holy Spirit bringing this into my understanding? Why is he opening up my eyes here right now? Because there's some things that God has for us, and I said it before, he has some things for us, and we have to be very careful that we don't miss it going into 2015. Look at your neighbor and say, whatever is in 2014. That's causing you a distraction. Leaving in 2014. Well, jump, get on it.
So he just said whatever we need to leave in 2014, amen, we can't take into 2015. Now, here's the interesting thing. You always hear us talk about maturity and talking about going through the process. Amen. Here's the thing. What is in your life that you keep stumbling over? What is it in your life that you keep trying to ignore? What is it that God keeps bringing up before you on a regular basis? You feel that you cast it down. You feel you've gotten over it. You feel that, you know, I've closed the door to that. But it finds its way seeping back underneath the cracks or seeping up around the corner. Some things, amen, are not going to be dealt with by just casting down alone.
Mm-hmm.
Some things you have to go through because God has a purpose in that. In other words, the answers that you have been seeking, the things that you have been dealing with, amen, he wants you to go through it. And as you're going through it, amen, no matter how deep the pain is, sometimes we don't want to deal with pain. We don't want to deal with process because that means I have to be responsible. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, Apostle, that God was dealing with me on. He said, even if we always ask God, Lord, if you just take this away from me, I promise I'll just get it together, just remove this from my life. How about this? If you love him enough, like you say you do, when you love somebody, you do whatever you got to do to please that person or to make sure that person doesn't hurt. Sometimes you have to take it upon yourself to ignore those very things. When you ignore something long enough, it doesn't have rulership.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't keep blaming it on like, oh, God, you know, the Lord knows my heart. The Lord knows my heart. You know, he's got to help me. I used to have a friend that said, Lord, you got to help me through this. Help me to deal with this. He was trying to get her to deal with the very issue, so it kept coming up before her, but she was trying to cast it down. The reality was he was trying to get her to walk through it and say, if you love me enough, you will, in your will, your love for me, I'll put it down because I love you that much.
That's the thing, and I'm going to let you continue on with that. People don't understand that you can't love people into change. People have to love you enough to change. Y'all see that? So we're not getting God to a place where, you know, we're going to get him to change.
Mm-hmm.
We need to love God enough to change. Y'all see that?
And there is.
And in our lives, there are things that replace our love for God. It's still there. Y'all see it?
Yeah.
You still love him. But do you love him like you used to? Is it foundational? Or is it something that's been replaced or misplaced?
And one of the scriptures that really pops out at me, the Lord was talking about that the spirit of fear that a lot of the saints deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you spoke on it before, fear of failure, fear of success.
Yeah.
And some of us actually fear going through the processes of whatever we have gone through.
Yeah.
Amen. So that we can overcome. The Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
That's right.
So in order for you to have the testimony, you have to go through the test.
That's
and
right.
For some of us, the test is just our lives, period. The broken places, the places of trauma, the low places,
mm-hmm,
that he wants us to deal with. Amen. Because if we don't get healing here, if we don't go through and get deliverance here, we'll never be able to fully walk in our purpose, fully be able to walk in our place that God has for us.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, Apostle, I told you about the dream that I had where something was chasing me in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And excuse me. And the whole time I was running from something that the Holy Spirit said, cast it down. You have the power to cast it down. For many of us, we have the power. God has already given us the victory to cast it down. All we have to do is open up our mouth, stand on the authority in him and cast it down.
Yes.
But instead, we're running from things that he has already given us victory over.
The victory over.
And I found myself in that dream. I was running from something that I had already gotten the victory
that I had already overcame.
He said, I've already given it to you. Why are you talking to me about it? And for some of us out there, we've been praying to God. God for years over things. Lord, take it away. Break it. Break the hold. Now it's time for you to rise up in faith and the authority that God has given you and take authority over it. He said,
yes.
Behold, I've given you power over every serpent and over every demon and over every, you know, over the power of the enemy.
Yes.
So there's certain things that we have, he's already given us the power over. So why are you frustrating yourself in prayer, frustrating yourself in the word? And that's the thing. We get frustrated by things that he's already given us the answer to.
We don't like the answer. That's what it really is. It comes down to, again, your will, his will. Lord, you know, this passion that you telling me I'm going to have to go through. First of all, the first person to come up to me and ask me something, I can tell them all the way back to the embryonic state of what happened, because your daddy really ain't your daddy, blah, blah, blah. Jesus could have went all the way down there and walked him up. More ain't got nothing on Christ.
Right.
He could have went all the way there, and when they said, tell us who smote you, you tell them everything about you and how you're going to die and how you're going to run from it. Just the knowledge of how you're going to die and when will drive you crazy, which is one of the reasons why we don't know when we're going to die. Thank God he didn't tell us, because we'd be trying to walk around like this. You'd be a basket case. You know, you're going to be hit by a car. You'd be sitting in the middle of a padded room where can't no car get to, thinking you're going to be safe. But if it's your time and that's the way you're going, it'll be a little matchbox that came through and hit you at the right place. There you go. It's going to happen. Amen? So the thing is that the Lord speaks to us, and there's things that we don't want to hear, things that we don't want to like. Sometimes we become, pardon how I say this, but hear what I'm saying, we become infatuated with a certain thought of a thing. Then when the processing for your destiny comes, you can't get into your process because you can't let your squeezy toy go. Some of y'all have Linus blankets. Y'all remember Linus from Peanuts, Charlie Brown? And Linus, he had his blanket that was taken, and y'all see him couldn't think, couldn't go through. Some of y'all got security blankets, and let me share this with you. That security blanket ain't Christ. And you need to learn how to break yourself from your security blanket, because every place that you need to go that's going to mature you in God, it's going to be out of place. Y'all see what I'm saying to you? God is, he'll open up your eyes, you'll clearly see it, and when he starts showing you it, don't dig down and dig in. Ask the Lord to help you, because if he's trying to take it out your hand and you doing like this with God and he's pulling you, and finally he'll let you have it. Down the road, you'll turn around like somebody I know said, I married the wrong woman. I did the wrong thing. And I said, you know, it's bad because the person that you said that you married, is the person who comes to me now and does some wonderful things, trying to find the acceptance and everything else, because it was never in place. It was always out of place. Y'all understand? God would do some things for us and talk to us, but we got to let him speak to us. Now, let me say this as we close. Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ in a pardon of your sin. I just want you to know that the Lord loves you. This right here is your opportunity and your time to accept the Lord Jesus Christ in as your Lord and Savior. Before we even leave this year, I pray that you will accept him. Just simply pray this prayer with us. Everyone, let's do it together. Father, forgive me of my sins.
Wash me
in the blood of Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus.
I believe
that God raised
Jesus from the dead.
Jesus from the dead.
Thank you, Father.
For salvation.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, I pray that if they prayed that prayer, that you would lead them to a Bible believing, a Bible teaching church where they can be developed and go on to do the work that you've given them to do. I pray right now, Lord, that you would help them, Lord, to understand that it's your will for them to live this kingdom lifestyle. You've given us every blessing in spiritual heavenly places in Christ, but we have to be connected and focus on him, matured, developed up for them to be released. Lord, I'm so happy that you have not given it away, but you put those things under stewards and guardians until such time as you have set to release them. Help me, Lord, to mature into them. And then help my brothers and sisters to do the same. Help us to focus as we leave this year. Leave some things behind that need to stay here, but move on to the things that are going forward in you. Lord, even like we have heard, Lord, we press towards the mark of the high calling of Jesus, of God in Christ Jesus. Help us, Lord, to do so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr.org. There you'll find out more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us and help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Your monetary gift will help us to do work in Nigeria, Kenya, Uganda, Pakistan, and a couple other places where people have called us and said, we want you to help us. We have looked into those different places, but we need resources to do the work. And we come to you as the vision partner to help us fulfill this vision in the name of Jesus. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen.
I'm Prophetess McQueen.
Of Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, reminding you that it's God's will for you to live the kingdom lifestyle. Listen, we'll see you this week on Tuesday, and then we're getting ready to go over in 2015. Some of y'all look and say, oh, I'll get another chance. No, this year it's going to be gone. We're going to go over into the next year, and we're going to look at what God is saying, what he's doing, and we're going to celebrate Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We love you, and we're looking forward to ministering with you on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for Kingdom Lifestyle. Be blessed in the name of the Lord.